Welcome. This is Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas with you once again from the beautiful foothills of the Smoky Mountains, a very special area of western North Carolina, located in the southeast of the United States. I'm delighted you're taking a few moments to listen to this November 2017 article I wrote for The Magic Happens. Thank you. Every other month, I write an article inspired by my Akashic Records for our Akashic Alliance column. This month's article is titled, Akashic Records Gift, Activate Your Divine Diamond. I hope it sparks a great experience for you. And this article is a little different, so I encourage you, if you don't already have it, you know, grab something to write on, your journal or something like that would be really great, and your favorite pen or pencil. So let's begin. Akashic Records Gift, Activate Your Divine Diamond. I am so excited about this new Akashic Records process I recently received from the Akashic Records that I'm gifting it now with my love to all who read or listen to this article. That's right. You won't have to wait till the December holidays for this special gift. If you initiate and then regularly nurture this Akashic process with your attention, I know your divine diamond will support and enhance whatever you direct it towards. Know that you can access your records for this or simply engage with your intuition. Either will work fine. The purpose of this process is to surround you and your project with divine support. You and your most significant goal, project, intention, etc., are centered in the middle of this powerful symbol. Each of the four points of the diamond carries the energy of a deity, highest being of light, ascended master, archangel, mythical hero or heroine, an element, and or overlighting deva. I think you get the idea. It can be anything, as long as it's the highest representation of that energy that you can receive and conceive of. These four sacred beings have come now to accompany you on your earth walk to assist you to achieve your stated purpose with grace and ease. You may see them, feel their presence, hear their names, or just know who steps up to each point as you go through this process. There are four simple parts to this process, and I'll walk you through each one now. If you like, you can read through this and then listen to the recording. So part one, let's begin with heart integration to set your sacred space and place you in front of the divine. Heart integration is another dynamic Akashic prayer process that can also be used for clearing and releasing. It is a powerful activator and has five simple steps. I encourage you to actively use your imagination all the way through heart integration, as your imagination is how your soul communicates with you. Step one. Place one or both of your hands on the center of your chest, your heart center. Step two, take several full breaths and relax. As you continue to breathe and relax, become aware of the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. This helps you to begin to connect with your physical body. Be present with your physical body. Notice how you're sitting on whatever is supporting you. If you feel any tightness or tension anywhere in your body, just have a little wiggle and let it go. Become aware of being fully present in your physical body and welcome this part of you. And perhaps with another breath and more relaxation, become aware now of your emotional level of being. This is where your feelings and emotions reside. And since emotions are great power drivers for spiritual work, we certainly want to engage your emotional body in this process. So be aware of it. Welcome it. And breathe and relax. And when you're ready, moving on now to the mental level of being, which is where your thoughts, ideas, what you've read, what you've heard, so much more, all resides. And yes, you know, be aware of this part of your body, welcome this part of your body, because we want this part of you to be actively engaged during this entire process. So welcome your mental level of being with another breath and deeper relaxation. And the last level of being that we name is the spiritual level of being, where you connect with your higher self, your higher wisdom. And so, again, of course, we always love to have this part of us with us when we're doing spiritual work that helps to take us deeper. So breathing and relaxing, become aware of your spiritual level of being and welcome this part of you. And now bring this expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center. Allow it to expand and ignite your heart light, your inner divinity. Visualize, sense, know, or simply affirm that your heart light is now merging with all that is, what is most sacred and holy to you. Be aware of the divine presence, however it comes to you. You may feel it. You may see bright light or some representation of the divine. You may hear it speak to you. You may simply know in your heart that you are truly right now in front of the divine. This is your time to request divine assistance or to simply receive whatever is for your highest good. If it resonates, I invite you to read the following prayer aloud or silently and join with me. It's one way to ask the divine to assist you during the rest of the Divine Diamond process. I welcome the divine to release from me now anything that would hinder me, known and unknown, from activating my divine diamond to the best of my ability at this time. I know this is now released by the love and grace of the divine from every level of my being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, through all times and all dimensions. I breathe in this divine energy and allow it to fill me, center me, and bless me. I give thanks for this as I know it is already done, and so it is. Breathe and relax. Okay, and keeping that divine connection, let's move on now to part two. This is where you write down your most significant goal, project, intention. Remember that list. Anything, whatever you'd like divine support for at this time. I encourage you to keep it short and simple. You might like to rewrite a few times if that's what it takes to find clarity. If you can't easily understand your request, then refine it some more until you can. If you have several areas of your life where support would be appreciated, pick your most important one, that juicy one, the one you're most excited about achieving. Know that you can always repeat this process again at a later date to activate and support another area of your life. You can pause this audio now while you write, if you like. Part 3. The following is a suggestion of one way to structure the 4 points of the diamond. If your project would benefit from different point activators, then please use them. You'll notice this divine diamond has 4 points. You and your project are always present in the center of the diamond. Invoke each point and note what you receive for the highest being for each point. You may find that the sacred being for each point simply comes to you, and then you'll find out their particular purpose. Either way it works for you is perfect. So these are some possible purposes of these 4 points. Point 1, remover of all obstacles. Point 2, at your right hand, this will be the active masculine who will help you to take real life steps to achieve your goals. Point 3, at your left hand, this might be the responsive feminine who will give you access to greater intuition and receptivity. And point 4, this is the one, the source, the one who stands behind you to steer you and your entire project towards success for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. And in the center, this is your place. You can be sitting or standing or either. If you like, you even have room for a comfy chair. The diamond symbol can remain the bright golden light of the divine, or you may find it shifts to a different color that's more supportive of your project. For example, it might be pink for relationships or possibly green for healing. Or it simply may remain the all-purpose bright golden light of the divine. Here's what your divine diamond looks like now. You might want to refer back to the article for this. You can add the sacred being for each point next to the number and any notes you may receive about each one. So there it is. Part 4. And this is the last part. Know these beings are now supporting you whether you can identify them or not. See, feel, or know. Or here, this symbol is present around you now. Request the assistance of each of these beings as you focus one by one on each point, beginning with the first one. Have a real conversation with them, like they're a panel of the best experts or a powerful board of directors who have come together to assist you. Since this is an active, ongoing process that you desire, you may well find that your divine diamond activates most strongly when you're walking. As you physically move forward, you're symbolically moving forward in your life, moving forward in your project. So walk around the house or go outside into nature or wherever you find yourself and walk and talk with your four divine agents. They are all around you. They are waiting to assist you. When you feel complete, thank them and release your divine diamond to continue to work on your behalf until you connect again. Nurture this symbol frequently with your attention. So this is an introduction to this process. The more frequently you connect with this symbol and these beings that have come to you, the more progress you'll notice. You might experience new and productive ideas. People who can be of most help may just appear with grace and ease. You might discover you have more vitality to complete your part of what's required. And the list of ways this symbol can activate goes on. It's like the divine is now actively conspiring with you to bring all you desire and more into reality. You just have to show up and connect. When you set up another divine diamond for a different project, or perhaps to assist your most significant life purpose, you may find the meaning of the four points and the identity of the four related supportive beings change to better collaborate with you for your new purpose. Just a tip. So, how are you doing? If you'd like to accelerate your divine diamond, your records and honor, or is it perhaps time to stop focusing on your imperfections and instead to begin highlighting your amazing strengths and areas of expertise? I'm only a phone call away. I'd love to hear from you. Take your next step at the bottom of my homepage when you set up your free 20-minute discovery call with me at akashicfocus.com. Signing off with radiance and love, Sandra.